I'd like to welcome everybody to the gospel meeting tonight. I'd like to begin by singing a hymn in our hymn sheet, number 19. So another could raise the tune. Number 19. Help together. Our God and our Father, we thank thee for the privilege that we have to open thy word together tonight and to hear from it thy thoughts towards us. And more importantly, thy thoughts towards the man Christ Jesus, thy beloved Son. And we just thank thee, Father, for giving us the opportunity to proclaim it tonight. We ask for help, and we ask that thy Spirit would be able to work through thy word in every heart here. And we would ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus and for his glory. Amen. I'd like to start with a verse in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that we've had in the reading meeting at home. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 16. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us. Continues on, but in view of the gospel tonight, this is where I'd like to start. And that is that God loves you. And he loves me. It's a wonderful thing to be loved. Each one of us values love. And it's something that God in his heart has toward you and toward me tonight. You know, there's some other things here. We have hope, good hope through grace. But what does it mean to your heart tonight, whether you're 3 years old or 83 or somewhere in between, that God loves you? To me, it's wonderful. There's another verse that I'd like to read that I read this morning in Isaiah chapter 59, I think. Because there's something that hinders the enjoyment of the love that the Lord Jesus Christ himself has for you and has for me. And we have it in Isaiah 59 and verse 1 and 2. Verse 2 more. I'll start at verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. God's heart towards every person in this world tonight is love. But there's something that separates between your enjoyment of that love and your acceptance of it and mine. And that is sin. Because God is love. But he is also light. He is righteous. He is just. And it's a wonderful thing that he is. What does your conscience say to you tonight about sin and sins? Does the love that God has towards you warm you? Or does his righteousness frighten you? His hand is not shortened that it cannot save. His hand is stretched out to you saying, come, come, accept my love. But that sin is separating between you and God. We sang at the beginning, O Christ, in thee my soul is found. and found in Thee alone the peace, the joy I sought so long, the bliss till now unknown. Have you found that tonight? That none but Christ can satisfy? You know, He's given us a heart that has a great capacity. And we can put so many things into that heart and try to fill it with anything, something. And it will never be filled without His love. Is your heart empty tonight? By God's grace, my soul, the soul of many of my brothers and sisters here, has found satisfaction and peace in the man Christ Jesus. In what the Lord Jesus did on the cross when He gave His life. Greater love has no man than this, than that a man will lay down his life for his friends. That's the love that is offered to you and to me tonight in the gospel. Last week at home in the gospel, another brother spoke on peace. If we turn back a chapter or two to Isaiah 57, I'd like to read a verse on peace here. Verse 19 says, Isaiah 57 and 19. I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him that is far off, and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Do you have tonight, in the innermost being of who you are, peace with God? There is no peace for the wicked. But it is not the heart of God that you would continue in that path. It is His heart that you would turn from your sin and from your wickedness. That you would lay that aside, to give it up, and to take His offer and come. He is saying, peace, peace to you that are far off. Because God, when He created man in the Garden of Eden, He didn't create man to be far off from Him. He created him to be close, to enjoy fellowship with God. Do you? Tonight, do you know Him? Or do you just know about Him? Many things that you've heard, but you don't know Him. He would like you to have that peace tonight. Not just a good feeling inside that will temporarily come into your life, but peace that will continue for eternity. There is no other name given under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved. There's no other name. The name that I have the privilege of saying tonight, of my Lord Jesus Christ. You know that verse we started off with at the beginning? that our Lord Jesus Christ Himself has loved us. You know, I have the privilege of having two children. You know, those children, they desire love. And often will go to great lengths to get it. You know, when they fall down and they hurt themselves, they want to be loved. They want to be comforted and held. Each one of us has a desire not to be alone, to be loved, to have someone that we can be close with. And we often go to great lengths, much work, to have someone to love us. But we don't have to work for God to love us. He created us. And He just does. Do you enjoy it? The fact that He loves you? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. God didn't send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Are you saved tonight? Just heard a little while ago when a brother asked for prayer for this little child. That has either drowned or almost drowned. You know, David said, there is but a step between me and death. There will be a time when God's love will not be able to ever again be enjoyed by you. We are not given the chance of having tomorrow. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time when God's love can be enjoyed. You know, we had another verse in Thessalonians in the reading at home that I'd like to read. Because there is awful consequences of rejecting the love that is offered to you. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, we'll read in verse 7, "Unto you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. When he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe. This is something that is not a happy subject to have to speak about tonight. Of those who do not obey the gospel. You have the privilege right now of bowing your knee to the Lord Jesus and obeying the gospel. But if you do not, here we have the Lord Jesus will be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on you. Will you not bow your knee and repent? To accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Are you going to be able to enjoy forever the presence of the Lord? Or like these ones, they will be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. That he will have to say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." You know what you're having in the afternoon? Reading. The thought of the Lord giving a reward for those that labor for him. And for those of us that have the privilege of knowing him, we will be able to forever enjoy his presence. Does that thrill your heart tonight? To think of forever being with him? Or will you have to be outside of all that joy and that peace? To have to be in everlasting fire. God's love doesn't desire that for anyone tonight. His heart is that you would be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That's his will for you. By his grace, many here have entered into that. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. God has made it so that little Samuel, any one of us, can put our faith in him, in what he has done for us. I can plead with you to accept him. I can give you, can read to you his word. But you must repent and believe him. There's a song, I'm not sure if it's in this book, but it says, "What shall the answer be? What will you do with Jesus? What shall the answer be?" You know, Pilate brought him out before the crowd, and he said three words. He said, "Behold the man." In Isaiah 53, it says, "There is no beauty in him that we should desire him." There was a man standing there, the man that I would present to you tonight, with a crown of thorns. the man that was God's man. You know, I think at that time he actually didn't have the crown of thorns. It was after that. But he was presented there for Pilate, by Pilate, for man to look at him and to consider. And tonight, I'd like you to consider that man, the man Christ Jesus. He was at that time about to give his life for you, to provide a way that you could be saved. What does it mean to your heart? It means a lot to me that I am loved enough that he was willing to give his life for me. Let's sing together number 20. Behold the Savior at the door. He gently knocks, has knocked before, has waited long, is waiting still. You use no other friend so ill. Open the door. He'll enter in and sup with you and you with him. Maybe another could raise the tune. to read just one verse before we pray. In Galatians chapter 2, in verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Let's pray. Our God and our Father, we thank thee for the privilege that we have tonight to open thy word and to read of Christ, the Savior of sinners. We just thank thee for sending him, Father, thy beloved Son. And Lord Jesus, we thank thee for that love, that thou wouldst give thyself for us. Please, by the Spirit tonight, make it good to every heart here. We'd ask it of thee, our Father, in Jesus' name.